You are listening to the Hustle and Glow podcast with Francesca Alexander. Okay, I'm really excited about this next guest that I'm bringing to you. This is personal, and I'll tell you why. Nikki Robinson is somebody that has been coaching me through this past year on my trauma that I had to really deal with. I almost wanted to do like, yeah, tough childhood, yada, yada, yada. But it's more important than that. I've absolutely have been, I don't know why, but the last couple of years I have been re-triggered in some old wounds that I just needed to address. I couldn't just carry on. I needed to take a look and see how I can go forward. And I'm really trying to create some business here that I've, well, basically up-leveling like I've never done before. And it's exciting. And I love everything about the journey. However, there are those spots where I literally find myself in paralysis. And I mean, can't get out of bed, don't want to face the world. And again, had to really deal with, okay, this is a mental health issue and I need to progress and go on. And I would still carry on, go to work, act like nothing's happening, come home and feel like the bottom has fallen out. What am I doing this for? I do have motivation, but I don't feel satisfied. And started to think of this career that I'm building, this whole thing that I've been building, is more of a worthiness piece than a satisfaction piece. I wanted to reap the benefits of my career and what I've achieved, but I didn't know how to do it. And partially was because I was still proving or trying to prove that I'm worthy doing with all of the, I guess, directorships that I've done here and just stuck. And this past year, 2019 in particular, we're now in 2020, I was just tired of it. Tired of the anxiety, tired of not sleeping enough, tired of things not disappearing in the morning, and I needed movement. And Nikki Robinson is absolutely that person that helped me break that cycle of just not only feeling overwhelmed, but also when you're working so hard, you don't even know that you're burnt out. And I had to relearn that again and again. In fact, if you're listening to this podcast, if you listen to it for a long time, you heard my journey of going, oh, I'm burnt out, I'm recalibrating, I got to figure out what is important to me. But how many times do I need to do that before I go, okay, something here in my system, something here that I'm doing is not quite right. And Nikki actually helped me doing that. I'm going to let you all listen to it in a second. She's going to be talking about the technique. She's one of the, I think, 30 people in the world that understand and know how to do this technique, which is called Psych-K. So she'll be talking a little bit more about this. I'm really excited because I feel like I'm also getting a little bit of a therapy session as we go on. I hope this is good for you. I'm really excited to bring this to you. Here is Nikki Robinson. We need to hear from her today. It's very timely. And let me go ahead and bring Nikki on the podcast. And we're just going to organically talk about what is going on, how we can just collectively deal with it. And particularly, I'm sending this out to you with a lot of love to small business owners, single business owners, just like myself. It's all very timely. So welcome, Nikki.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Oh, I'm so excited that you're here too, because I've wanted to share you for the last, oh my gosh, when did we start working together?
Probably 9 months ago.
Holy cow, that
it's
much?
Gone. Yeah, it's been a while.
Well, I've come a long way.
You have come a long way. It's been so exciting watching you, your growth, really. It's been amazing.
It's
been a privilege.
Oh, thank you. I thought
coming, you know, the know-it-all from the US and from LA, I thought I was finished with therapy. And then I came here, different environment, different situations, and a lot of things came back up with me, as you know. And it always is, I think it what I like about living here is that I'm in my favorite space of reinventing myself and keep reinventing. And also for the first time in my life, I'm not walking around saying, I'm okay, I'm great.
Yeah.
And I've been so excited and happy to have you here to help me unfold all of that. And I think right now I think we all need a bit of unfolding of what is going on, and just allowing it in and how we're dealing with it in a positive way that affects us.
So I think, it's a case of just redefining what is actually going on and relabeling it, because at the moment it's all being labeled as this mass hysteria, quite catastrophic event that's happening in our lives. And no doubt it's a significant event that is going on, and it's something that we will all look back on and go, oh, what were you doing when, and how did that impact you, and what did you do? But I think at the moment we're all looking at it from a really negative perspective. First of all, we're looking at disease as and a virus as a negative. Look, they're all around us all the time. It's our bodies and how we respond to it is actually what is at play here. It's our susceptibility. Some people are more susceptible than others. But if you're, as I said to you earlier, if we are vital both in body, mind, well, in body, mind and spirit, we're in a really good space to fight this off. And remember, most of the cases are recovering. It's actually quite a small amount, but because it's so virulent and it's so strong and it's so contagious, it is actually the number of people that can get it or have the potential to get it is greater, which in New Zealand actually puts more strain on our health system, because we're not designed for a big amount of people going into hospital. And that's really what I suppose the precautions in New Zealand at the moment are based on. It's making sure that our infrastructure can support those that really need it the most. So I think just to for me, so what I do is really it's always about looking at things from a positive perspective, not from a negative.
Yes, tell us exactly what you do and how do you take the charge out of situations like this when you're dealing with clients?
Okay, so the first thing is get them to understand and what is it that they're actually thinking and feeling right now. Is it fear? Now, bearing in mind, if you're in a fear response, a true fear response, that means that you're actually taking much needed blood away from your gut, which is your immune system, which means you're going to be more susceptible to getting sick, and you're not going to be able to fight disease as well. So keeping a really level head and clear head and not getting in a fearful state is actually a really good start to making sure that you stay healthy. And not from a physical perspective, but we should look at that in general anyway, from any perspective, that a healthy mind is actually a start, is the starting point, not necessarily just physically. So it's like, well, what's really going on? What are you thinking? What are you feeling? And then you delve a bit deeper and go, well, actually, what's the belief that sits in behind that?
Right.
So for me, everything is about what the individual is believing. Not necessarily what's happening, but what's their interpretation of it and how does it impact them based on what they have been conditioned to believe. Now, bearing in mind the conditioning starts really, really young. It starts, from when you're born up to about the age of 7, and you've got no filter. You've got no analytic mind to actually overlay. So everything that goes in is up to interpretation by the individual. So we look at the beliefs that people are coming through with, and then we look at the and we go, right, okay, well, how's that serving you? Does it feel good? No, because generally people come and go, I don't like being this way. So it's okay, well, how do you want it to be? And it is actually that simple. What do you want it to look like? And then you just form some statements up around that and going, right, then we put them into your subconscious so that actually you're running from a positive belief rather than a negative one. And just that simple action changes generally people's perception on life. Not so much that their life changes, it's more how they look at it and how they approach it from then on, and they're not triggered quite so much.
I think even speaking for me going through that process, and when I'm really supercharged and have a lot of anxiety, my whole thing is, this is crazy, but I used to actually wear it as a pride button. Like, I'm a functioning person that has a lot of anxiety. Like, what? But when I've seen you and there's some supercharged elements or situations I've had, and you're able to reduce that and have that, and at the end of it, something that I was completely passionate about, bought into that belief, could not move because of that belief, and at the end of it, I'm almost disassociated with it. That is crazy. And you're talking a little bit about that, but I felt it. How does that work?
Well, it's just quite simply, you're being driven by a belief that's been formed at some stage from an event.
Mm.
And so the event, and each time you come to that and that belief's triggered, you feel it again.
Yeah.
And you feel it again. And this replays out throughout your entire life. So when you sever the belief around that, and you replace it with something positive, you cannot think about it the same way again.
Mm.
So the emotional charge has basically been reduced. Doesn't change what's happened. It doesn't change your life. It doesn't change your current situation sometimes. But it does actually change the way that you respond. And you're more likely to be able to look at it in a far more balanced way, because you're coming from effectively a whole brain state, which means both hemispheres of your brain are working together to actually look at it, you know, in a realistic way.
Absolutely. And so, I think that's for me is a transformation part, where I'm able to just carry on with it. Yes, it's not changing the past, but I have a new perspective, and I've put it away in a gentle way, and I'm able to look at it back if I want to, without being so emotionally tied to it, which is amazing. And yeah. I think that now, with the state of everything, and I'm just even looking at the last 72 hours of all of these cancellations that are coming into my inbox, and network meetings and events and things that I've been looking forward to. I'm not talking about the concert or, you know, whatever. It's just like things that I think that are actually going to move the needle for my business are being canceled. I know that this is my time to actually, okay, you've been wanting to go back online. This is your moment. And I think that we don't always... I think that there needs to be, and I'm excited actually to roll out a little bit more of that information later for all businesses, even if you are something that's a service-based industry like an accountant. I got you. I can actually put you back online, and I want to do a free series on how we can actually do that to support you. But coming back to that fear, there's always a way. And I feel that women in particular are really good at reinventing themselves while they just got thrown out, while they're displaced, while they've you know, suddenly find out that their circumstances weren't what they were 24 hours ago, we seem to sort of rise up. And it might be easier for us, but for those who it's not easy for, what is the first thing that we need to do?
I think you've got to put it into perspective. You can only control what you can control.
Mm.
You can't control external forces that are imposing things on you. You can't, you know, you can't control border closures. You can't control self-isolation. You can't control those things. So it's being realistic with yourself, going, well, I can't control it. So how do I put my attention to things that I can control? And I think with women especially, we are very, very good when we're put in these difficult situations to actually be quite inventive about how we get ourselves around them, or we work with them. We sort of, we're a bit like water. We sort of go round or over, and that's one of the things. It doesn't, sometimes I think though it's very difficult, especially if it's a small business owner and your business is being hugely impacted financially, there's a huge amount of financial fear that comes into that. And that's probably the most, there's a fear of loss of revenue, how am I going to feed my family? So again, it comes back down to a fear response that you're trying to avoid, which is very difficult when something's being forced on you. And for me, that's where Science K actually comes in and helps, because you can actually look at it and you're more likely to be able to come up with a really clever way around something if you've got all your faculties around you, i.e. you're not in a stress response, which means that the blood's not in your brain anymore, it's in your heart and your extremities getting ready to basically run, because that's what it does. So if you're not stressed about what's happening, you're more likely to be able to find a way out of it or around it.
Yeah.
And that is, I think, at the moment for small business owners especially, control what you can control. Now could be a time to do some really good planning and getting yourself established, or look at alternate ways that you may not have thought about before. As you're saying, if you've got the ability to go online, have you got the ability to actually service something to an overseas clientele that you normally would not have access to if you do something within New Zealand? Start exploring other things that you might be able to doing, because you might get quite creative. It's not going to change, and we don't know how long this is going to go on for. Hopefully, you know, it'll be over before we know. But, you know, we just have to sit there and think imaginatively around it and try not to fall into the fear, because the fear is a really, really luring place to be. It's our comfort zone. It's what we like.
You're going to the place where I wanted you to go to. And we talked a little bit about people that seek drama and how this actually manifests itself into a very dramatic situation. How we're, and look, just looking at America and people just really getting crazy over getting that last toilet paper roll.
Yeah.
Tell me about
it. It is. Look, I mean, this is obviously, this is my own personal belief, but people just seem that people's lives, this is a bit different. This is a bit exciting in a way. It gets their blood pumping. And when your blood's pumping, and which fear will do, you actually feel quite alive, because that's what it's designed. It's designed to keep you alive. So you've got the blood coming through your heart, through your hands, you're overexcited. Somebody challenges you and you think, I'm not safe. I need this last roll of toilet paper. This is my life. This is my family's life. And that kind of fear response makes them more alive than probably they've felt for a fair while. And so I think, and it's also, of course, when you're going into that state, there's a whole lot of physiological things happening in your body and hormones that are being released, and so that's all coming into play as well, which will get you going. So adrenaline and cortisol, that'll all be coursing through your veins, so that all comes in as well, and it just creates a perfect storm for people who are not aware of their underlying beliefs that are driving them to actually react in really over the top ways. So that's my take on it, I think.
How do we, when we're in that state and things are swirling around, we feel like that loss of control, is there anything that we can do to sort of like bring ourselves back?
Yes, there is something really simple. So simple. There's a couple of things you can do. The first thing you can do, if you can feel yourself going, and there are physical signs, there are signs that you're starting to lose it. You know, your heart rate speeds up, you go potentially go red, you might get tingling in your fingers. You breathe. So a good old technique is breathe in for 4, breathe out for 6. Make your exhale a couple of breaths longer, a couple of counts longer than your in-breath. What that does is it resets your nervous system. So actually keep doing that for a while, and what it'll do is bring everything back down. And then you're not in fear response, and you're more likely to be able to think clearly. Then the other thing that you can do is stop and think of 3 things you're grateful for. Because what you're doing is you're resonating at a really, really low vibration, for want of a better word. When you look at gratitude, it changes your perception. You know, it's a bit like, you know, so 3 things that you could be grateful for the COVID-19 is it's bringing people together. It's allowing people and giving people the space and the okay to go inward. Which we normally don't give ourselves, and it's sort of frowned upon sometimes to actually be able to go inwards and reflect. The fact that people are spending more time with their family, so get gratitude into there, and that will also bring you down. So breathing and gratitude to me would be the first go-tos, and find anything that you're grateful for that be grateful that, you know, if it's really hard, grateful that the sun is shining, thankful that the wind is blowing, thankful that you can feel your fingers.
Yes.
Whatever, find three things that you can be grateful for. And those two things will actually, in the moment, as two things you can do at that, right at that point in time when you're starting to feel yourself fall into the fear, as I call it.
All right. So last question for you. Where can people find you online?
People can find me online. I'm at spark-change.com is my website. Yeah, so go there. And obviously Facebook, I'm Spark Change with Nikki. And so I put posts and etc. online there. So that's all. But the other thing is look up Site K. Site K is a really, really effective modality to look at these underlying beliefs and try and we'd all be a much better world if we all loved ourselves unconditionally, we all felt safe in the world, we all felt we had an identity in this world, and that others loved us. Unfortunately, most of us run around not feeling that way, so that's the sort of thing that Psyche can help with.
I just love talking to you. Thank you so much for everything and our continued work and all the rest of it. Can I invite you back?
Oh, absolutely. If you have me back, I'd be delighted.
Very good. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. But before you go, I want to include an exclusive free offer for my listeners. I know, as an online business owner and owner of a marketing agency, that planning your social media like Instagram or LinkedIn can be exhausting, or you don't have the time or energy to get this done. Let me take this off your plate. Our wish for you is to make life just a little bit easier. Sign up for our free instant social media monthly content calendar at socialglobalgrind.com. Or you can just go to the show notes and click on the link. Thanks for listening.